based on a number of jurisdictions. So, first of all, waiting for the Switzerland. Essentially, dialogue has just started to raise interest in XBRL. Back in September last month, there was a corporate reporting event held, really to discuss a number of aspects, primarily based on investors' perspective on corporate reporting. Deutsche Bank and other organizations actually share their experience in terms of XBRL and provide an overview to the local participants on XBRL developments. Essentially, what we are trying to do is to arouse interest amongst the finance executives in IFRS and XBRL. Ritter actually participated in the event. From ISSB and involved in the pending panel discussion, and also we are having dialogues with the Swiss Exchange in this area. Bit small print on the right hand side. That's the outline of the agenda for that corporate reporting event. So if you are interested in that, Elena is here from our Swiss office. So. You can actually get more information relating to that event and generally on the current situation in Switzerland. The second area, oops, this is the last slide. Can't be the last slide. Oh, miss out a few slides. the second area is in regarding China, and as you may know, the current Chinese taxonomy was issued in 2010, and that was actually based on the IFRS 2010 taxonomy. This year, we are undertaking an effort to upgrade or update the taxonomy, having been used for a number of years. So it is going to be a very interesting exercise. I hope to learn from all the earlier experience, from the IFRS and some of the other jurisdiction. The second probably major development in China is that we are continuing to extend the usage of the taxonomy. So we have the state-owned assets administration, we call SASAC, adopting XBRL this year. And that was also based on the Chinese, what we call the general purpose taxonomy, acting as kind of extension to the core taxonomy, taking into consideration some of the specific regulatory reporting requirement for the state-owned assets administration. So we are undergoing a pilot involving 13 of the state-owned companies. So again, a pretty major exercise, and hopefully again we learn more things to that. And one of the unique aspects of this taxonomy is that given the specific information required by the regulator, we are actually making use of tuples as well as dimensions. And it's interesting to learn earlier that we are also having discussions in the use of type dimensions within this context. So again, using a combination of element types is something that we are looking at. The third area, and I will provide more information to Frank and others later regarding some of the work in Indonesia, and both the central bank and the stock exchange are having some discussion there. So we are just again having initial discussion in Indonesia regarding it building a local taxonomy primarily for the financial services industry. The first batch of organizations that may be affected would be the Islamic banks. Initiatives are going on to cover other banking organizations in Indonesia. So that's again an initiative that we are aware that's going on right now. And I'm not sure whether Indonesia is one of the member jurisdictions, but you know, there's certainly activity over there, and we are watching very closely. So these are just three of the territory that I want to provide a very quick update. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Wes.